This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. This cat is just on my last nerves. So, you know, I decided to kind of, you know, I don't know what I did, and now I'm all bleeding. I kind of decided to bring my, you know, kitty cat with me to work because, you know, I'm not feeling the love. And it's been a little frustrating, as you could see with her and her cutting me out. That was Spider Zishy. Yay, Spider Zishy. Yeah, she's been definitely a piece of work all these years. Actually, just for a few years. I've only had her for a few years. But I brought her on to kind of make a point, okay? So there's been a lot of issues, as we know. This has not been a very, very easy year. People have been fighting. People have been grumpy. But the last month, I need to say, especially July, this has been where I think people have been treating people the worst. And I personally have not been feeling the love. And I don't need love, per se, but I don't need people treating me like crap. And so lately, I'm detecting when I do telemedicine or, you know, when I'm driving down the road or when I'm at a store that people treat me like Spider does, okay? Now, Spider, gosh, she grumpy. She does not want to be in the studio with Mama. Spider is a cat. She's about 15 years old. Cats, by the way, some fun facts about cats. Cats live approximately 15 to 17 years old, which means I got about a couple more years left of this. Sometimes they can live till they're 25, all right? Something tells me that the battle axe cat that I have is going to probably live way longer than I want her to, but that's okay. Hopefully I have enough blood left in me. They average about, this is interesting. They say cats are like the most popular pet in the world, but she doesn't even like me. You'd think a dog would be. The heaviest cat out there is 45 pounds, so she comes a real close second. And humans have been living with cats for over 10,000 years, assuming that includes creation and evolution and all the, you know, combined. If we kind of make that kind of a copacetic theory, all right? Because it's really, really hard to kind of balance evolution and creation. But they say the cats were there from the beginning, which I could really believe because I really wonder if it wasn't a serpent, but if it was a cat. Because, I mean, the way this cat growls, the way this cat hisses, I mean, it sounds like a serpent. So maybe the Bible got it wrong. Maybe it was a cat that was saying, eat the damn apple. And Adam and Eve were like so scared of the cat because the cat was such a, you know, witch that they were like, well, you know what? Okay, fine. We'll eat the apple. And then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. And then now snakes can't walk and women have periods. Is that what it is? Women have menstrual cramps because Eve ate the apple because she listened to the cat. Right? Yeah, so we have it rough. But I bring this up because I think we humans are kind of letting some stuff happen to us that shouldn't. I think we are letting people treat us like crap. I think we are letting people take it too far. I think I just heard that there was a protester that came up to a car with a gun, and then the protester got shot. And I need to look at that. We got some breaking news here where people are shooting each other at these Black Lives Matter protests. You're protesting saving lives, and I'm finding out that there's Molotov cocktails and guns being brought, and, you know, people are narking on each other and churning in companies for masks and social distancing, and you just kind of see a little bit of a war brewing, not even a civil war. I wouldn't even call this a civil war between, like, maskers and anti-maskers or, you know, liberals and conservatives. I see this as a war where people just want to get into each other's face. People just want to fight. They just do. And I talked about our animalistic instincts. I don't know if you saw or heard Spider before the show, but she was in Cat Talk cursing and scratching and yelling at me to, like, every nth degree. And it's because she's an animal, and there's no consequences. She could be an animal. I mean, the consequences, she's not going to get any kitty treat, and I'm going to now sing to her the whole time in the car when I drive her back.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, she grumpy now. But with people, they're like, well, there's no, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? There's no police around. Police are busy. What are you going to do? The other day I was on the phone. Somebody had a, I don't want to give too much specifics because of HIPAA, but they had a condition where it was severe enough for them to get seen. I told them to go get seen, and they just insulted me like I was, you know, their, I don't know, you know, play, I don't know, school, class, recess, buddy. Every name in the book. And I'm not saying just because I have an MD, I need respect. I'm not saying that. I don't care about college degrees. I don't care about, you know, professions and all that. I'm just another human being. I'm helping you. I'm giving you advice. If you don't like the advice, say, you know what? Okay, thank you. You know, I understand you think it's an emergency. I don't think it's an emergency. I just want to deal with it on my own. You know, I appreciate your time. That is fine. But to start ripping into me and start making, you know, start, I mean, what the hell? I don't need the job. I don't need to be helping you, but I want to. You know, we heard the guy that did the N95 masks. He actually came out of retirement to help with the COVID fight. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. Did he, you know, I'm going to look at that story and find out what exactly he did. You know, people say, well, I came out of retirement, you know, kind of like the military. You know, you came out of the reserves to kind of, you know, go on active duty. So I'm not sure what he did active duty-wise, but the fact that he could have been retired just sitting on a crap load of money that the N95 respirators were making, but instead he comes out to help. Okay, that's what this whole COVID thing was supposed to be about. We're all supposed to be coming out to help. We're all supposed to be coming out to help each other. We're not supposed to be finger-pointing. We're not supposed to be insulting. We're not supposed to be trying to turn people in. We're not supposed to be trying to get businesses closed down. We're not supposed to be bringing guns to a protest that is supposed to be protecting lives. We're not supposed to be shooting at each other. I mean, I just look at it as everybody wants to take it. People want to. How I look at it is people want to be jerks. They want to be jerks. They want to be animals. They want to fight. They want to kill. And they're going to use this as an excuse. So just be careful out there, because people are like my spider tushy here, who doesn't like to be called spider tushy and would just love to slice my neck if she can. And I think there's people out there that do that. It's a sad truth, but just, you know, don't trust your fellow humans, because we got some real weird people out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, I had donated blood about a couple weeks ago, and I usually try to donate blood every 6 weeks to 8 weeks, and I usually donate whole blood, but what I really wanted to do is to be able to donate plasma to those who are fighting the COVID 19 illness in the hospital. Now, the convalescent plasma has been showing amazingly promising results. The only problem is I didn't have the antibodies. It looks like I still haven't been exposed. I'm still a virgin, you know, just like in college, right? For those of you who don't believe that. So joining us today to kind of talk about not my college days, but convalescent plasma is Dr. Aaron Goodhue from the American Red Cross. Hi, Dr. Goodhue. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for all you do. So, yes, can you talk to my listeners about what's going on in terms of using convalescent plasma to help the COVID fight?
Oh, of course. So as we all know, this pandemic hit us all like a ton of bricks. We, at this time, the medical and scientific community, we don't have any drug specific for the virus that causes COVID-19, any therapies that are, or any vaccines at this point. So the most specific therapy we have is convalescent plasma from people who have battled and won against COVID-19 infections, and their blood has these antibodies that help fight infectious diseases, and specifically the virus causing COVID-19. So we collect it, and clinicians transfuse it to those who are ill.
You know, it was such a simple, I mean, I know it's very, very, it's a very difficult process to do, but it's such a simple idea in that, you know, here we are, we have over 150 companies trying to, you know, work on a vaccine, and I feel confident that they will come up with one. Meanwhile, we have millions of people that are running around this world that actually have the antibodies, and to be able to give those antibodies to people to fight while, you know, we're waiting for a vaccine to induce our own immune response was, I think, brilliant. And I love that American Red Cross is a part of this, you know, whole process.
Yeah, me too. It's been really, really great to be able to do something to help with the pandemic, especially as quickly as it hit us here in the United States. And it's an old standby, as you know, Dahlia. We used it in the, you know, Spanish influenza epidemic of, you know, 1918-1919. So it's passive antibody therapy. It's been around for a while.
Exactly. So, you know, when I donate blood, it's such a very quick and streamlined process. You know, I do my medical history over the phone. You know, I come in, you guys weigh me after I take out my contacts and anything else, you know, to try to make myself lighter. And then my blood donation usually lasts about maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes at the most. Plasma does take a little longer. Can you kind of describe what the plasma donation process looks like?
Of course, and thank you so much for being such a dedicated blood donor. So, yeah, as you know, from whole blood donation to plasma donation, it's a bit longer. We use a machine called an apheresis machine, which slowly takes your blood out of your body, separates it. We take just that watery yellow portion of plasma, and then we give you back your red blood cells, your white blood cells, your platelets, and we only take a certain amount of the plasma, so we'll give you some to keep you running. And it takes probably about two and a half hours, maybe a little longer if you're a first-time donor. One of the biggest things I can tell you, biggest tips, is to make sure you're well-hydrated and you have something to eat that day. If I want you feeling it as well during the donation and after as you did beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Random question. Let's say you do have to go to the bathroom, you know, in the middle of that. How does that work?
We can pause the machine and let you get up, but then we'd have to get vascular access again
right after,
and sometimes that can be a little finicky, as I'm sure you know, donating. So if you can make sure you do, you know, take care of your business beforehand and you're very comfortable during the collection, just because you'll be on the machine for, you know, about an hour or so.
Exactly. No, I have a lot of us perimenopausal ladies here, and I know how they think. They're like, okay, I'll hydrate, but then I'm going to have to pee in 15 minutes. So, yeah, well, there's a choreography. Well,
right,
don't worry. It's doable.
Yep.
It is doable. Now,
right.
I understand the process, but some of the listeners, I remember I was asked, and you could probably explain a lot more eloquently than I could, the plasma donation is done for a reason. I've been asked, why isn't the blood donation taken and then centrifuged to get the plasma? What is the difference?
So the difference is basically a lot of its volume. So when we do just a plasma donation on the special apheresis machines, we're just collecting plasma, so we can collect a little bit more. We can collect 2 to 3 units for a patient. When we're collecting whole blood, it's fantastic because we can use the red blood cells.
Right.
We can use the plasma. Sometimes we use the platelets. So we'd need plasma from several different donors to be pooled together to make one unit.
Right.
So basically,
right.
It's a volume issue.
It is. Exactly. It's an amount. Exactly. I like the way you worded that. That was better, because I was kind of describing it as, well, you get only X amount of plasma, and when you have somebody that does have COVID antibodies, you want to get an actual unit. You want to get a nice amount of that. All right. We are speaking to Dr. Aaron Godhue, Executive Medical Director of American Red Cross. So, you know, Doctor, we talk about blood donations and, you know, issues of what's going on with the hospitals and the medical centers. Where are we at right now with the shortage being in, you know, right now the peak of summer?
So with convalescent plasma, we're currently in a shortage. So, you know, anyone who has battled COVID-19 and come out the other end is feeling well and healthy, we'd love to have you sign up at redcrossblood.org. We're having, as we, you know, kind of expect, our typical blood shortages for the summer months. You know, traumas kind of increase as well. So if anyone would love to come donate, we'd love to have you. As you know, Dr. Dahlia, from donating recently, we have safe processes in place, temperature taking and masks and social distancing. We want you to have a really safe, comfortable process.
It is. It's fantastic. You know, every time I've gone, I went the day after my city closed or my state closed, and then I went again, and then it was just, I mean, you were by yourself. I mean, in fact, I kind of felt lonely, because I usually like to, you know, shoot the breeze with, you know, people around me, and I kind of make fun of them, and I do a race, you know, and I'm like, $10, I'm done first, you know, and it was, but I got to tell you, the social distancing was there, the masks were there, you know, the cookies were wrapped up like they usually are. And I feel very safe. Now, I have listeners that can't donate for certain reasons, but they want to host a drive. And I know it's a difficult time right now, still with the social distancing and shutdowns and lack of crowds. What ideas do you have for people to be able to host drives during this time?
Oh, we would still love to host a drive. If anybody is interested, love to work with you and your community. Obviously, the volume, the number of donors we can get in, and the length of the drives are very different, obviously, now. But you can sign up for drive redcrossblood.org. My amazing team will get back in touch with you to kind of work out those logistics. It might have to be a couple extra days, we've been noticing, for our drives, just to make sure we get the number of donors who are, you know, eager and willing to join us and collected.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, I've known some schools that have been closed. You know, we could also work with schools to use their gym. You know, if social distancing is an issue, you know, there's a lot of buildings right now not in use, you know, so there are things that we could do with, you know, with schools and places that have obviously convention space that they're not using right now. I think it's a lost opportunity to not host drives, so we're really going to encourage that. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up from September 1 to September 7th, and multiple blood donation days. New Hampshire just jumped on board. We have Wyoming, multiple states. So this is, hopefully, you will be able to kind of, yeah. So, you know, in the last minute or so, you know, what else would you like to kind of, you know, tell us about, you know, what we could do for the COVID fight?
So, obviously, following your state mandates, I know it's a really tough time right now, but we really appreciate everybody who's still been able to come out and donate with us. Again, if you have, you know, if you're a survivor of COVID-19, you're now symptom-free, feeling well and healthy, please sign up at redcrossblood.org to, you know, potentially donate convalescent plasma. As cases are rising throughout the country, I know we're all aware of this over the last couple weeks and months, especially the last couple weeks, there is a shortage of convalescent plasma. So please, we would love anybody who could come in and donate. We'd really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And those who just want to donate blood, their blood will be tested to see if they have the antibodies, even if they haven't been sick, correct?
Correct. And if you have a certain amount of antibodies, we might be calling you to see if you could perhaps consider donating convalescent plasma. The reason we decided to, you know, do the test. So
I love it.
Anybody, would thank you. We're very grateful.
Dr. Goodhue, you are an angel. Bless you and your team. And I can't wait to have you back. Okay. Thank you, American Red Cross, for all you do.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in Washington, D.C. for the final time. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol as a member of Congress, and the public will pay tributes to the civil rights icon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott on Congressman Lewis.
He was certainly passionate about all civil rights, but he was very passionate about financial literacy, very passionate about having equality and opportunity, economic opportunity throughout this nation for all people. And I loved his heart. When I first became a Congress member, he was one of the first to invite me in and sat me down. And as if he could foreshadow the future, he told me not to be bitter.
Major League Baseball having emergency meetings as 14 members of the Marlins organization have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is confirming that National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. O'Brien is the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for the virus. His recent proximity to President Trump is unclear. DHS Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defending the Trump administration's decision to deploy federal law enforcement agents to Portland following weeks of violent protests and rioting, saying the protests in the city are different from normal criminal activity. Agreeing with him is Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
The president has to take action to defend federal properties and installations. He ought not have to. Of course, the federal government has to defend its own property if a local mayor will not. If he doesn't want federal officers in Portland, he ought to do his job.
Riots and looting did also take place in Los Angeles, with protesters and rioters not allowing vehicles to drive on some streets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I got a new book coming out this week. Ooh, yay! Generation Alpha. And why would I be talking about a Generation Alpha? Because these are the guys that follow the Generation Zs. So we have the traditionalists. Right? That, they were the ones that were born before 1945. Then we have the baby boomers, who were the 46 to roughly 60, 61. Then we have, or 65. I think they did more of a 20-year span. Then after the baby boomers, you have the Generation Xers, which were 1965 roughly to 1980. Then you had the millennials who were born between 1980 and 1995. And then we've had the Generation Zs from 1995. But you look at the 15-year sort of clumps that we have. The Generation Zers were 1995 to 2010. So when you go, well, who's the generation after 2010? Well, they don't have a name for it yet. You know, just like the Washington Redskins, they just are called the Washington Football Team temporarily. Well, when it comes to the generations, they're being called Generation Alpha. That's good because they got Alpha, Beta. They could use all the Greek words now. So it's Greek or Latin. Alpha, Beta, it doesn't matter. I think it's Greek. Yeah. So Phi Beta Kappa. Okay. So Generation Alpha follows the Z's. Now, I know we're trying to wrap our head around the Z's, because I got a couple of Z's, you know, and they look cute little Z's, but when I was 20 years old, one of my Z's is 20 years old. And in fact, the oldest of the Generation Z's are 25. So they're not the little baby generation anymore. There's a new generation out there. It's called Generation Alpha. And I wrote a book about them because this is one of the most intriguing generations yet. And they are going to have a whole slew of issues that we never had. But they're also going to be in a very, very unique position to kind of fix all our mess. So the Generation Alphas are 2010 to 2025. So the oldest Generation Alpha is about 10 years old right now. And that 10-year-old is nothing like a millennial was at 10 years old, nothing like a Generation Xer at 10 years old, nothing like a baby boomer, nothing like a traditionalist. But it's interesting how the generations have been. So the traditionalists, who were born before 45, 46, they, you know, pretty regimented, you know, don't ask questions. You know, if that's what the Bible says, you just follow it. You're supposed to pick a job. You're supposed to work that job for 25, 30 years, 40 years, or whatever until you retire and die. If you fall in love, that person is who you sleep with. That's the person who you marry or hopefully marry first and then sleep with. And then you are with that person till your dying days. Baby boomers came out, and they kind of learned from their parents what happened with the Depression and with World War II. And the baby boomers are like, okay, whoa. Again, I got strict parents, but I could be dead in 2 years if I get drafted to war again. And, you know, the baby boomers start to have a different idea, you know. These baby boomers, because, yeah, so many of the baby boomers are traditionalists, are like, look, we're not going to live in the city, okay? I think we're kind of done with people for a little bit. Let's start to go to the suburbs. Let's start to kind of move outward. And then the baby boomers are like, well, YOLO, you only live once. Not that they coined the term. So baby boomers were more inclined to have the sexual revolution, to experiment with drugs. The baby boomers were like, okay, you know what? I don't know how much longer we're going to be on this world. And the baby boomers were quick to, you know, protest wars like Vietnam. Then came the Generation Xers, which is me, okay? So I'm born to basically traditionalists, even though they called themselves the baby boomers, because they were born during World War II, so I was like, fine, whatever. And here I was, a Generation Xer, that still heard about the Depression, still heard about the Holocaust, still heard about, you know, all the regimens and how, you know, you have to follow rules. But then I saw our parents acting a little bit like, you know, the pendulum swing back. So Generation Xers are like, look, you know, I got to deal with a lot of hairspray with my hair. I got to be starting to wear hot pink. I have to learn how to walk backwards and make it look like Michael Jackson. I got enough problems on my plate. So a lot of the Generation Xers are like, okay, I think we got enough people on this world dealing with the wars and dealing with, you know, World War II, Vietnam, you know, whatever with Korea. But, you know, I think us Generation Xers can just kind of build. All right, let's just start building, okay? There hasn't really been a lot done because a lot of the baby boomers were on drugs and having sex. So we're going to build, and whoa, we got a computer in front of us. And this computer has, you know, a little flashing icon, and, you know, this thing looks cool. We're scared of it, but, you know, this thing could allow us to connect to other people. I could talk to somebody, you know, now in Europe easier. And so Xers are more of the connectors and the builders. And so, you know, we're kind of a different, and I'm very big on connecting. I'm very big on building. I just think that's one thing that kind of, you know, yeah, qualifies our generation. Then came, after 1980, came the millennials. So the millennials, so a bunch of the baby boomers that had sex ended up having millennials. Okay, because, you know, there's that little bit of a generation gap there. And the millennials are born, right? They kind of see what the Xers are doing, but they see that the Xers don't know what the hell they're doing when it comes to computers. And the millennials are going, okay, whoa, wait a second, what are you doing here? Like, well, I don't have to put an ad in the Penny Saver to get a date. I could actually go online and do it. And the millennials are like, all right, let me show you how to do it. So the millennials were very, very tech savvy. But they also saw the transition, and they saw how fast the world changed before their eyes. And the millennials start to be a little bit more practical and go, look, I know I see these ideals, and I see what the Xers are doing, and I see what the baby boomers are doing, but the world is changing. The world is changing a little faster than I think what people realize. And the millennials were a little bit more cautious. Then came the Zers. And the Zers are like, well, I don't know what the heck happened, because, you know, there was, you know, Y2K, and then all of a sudden there was September 11, 9/11, and then we had the Great Recession, and then we had COVID. So the Zers are like, you know what? I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if I'm going to go to college. I don't know if I'm going to want to even leave the house. I'm just going to live with mommy and daddy for a little while longer. So the Zers are like, what the hell is going on? So here now we have the Alphas. And Generation Alpha is going to have to re-glue a lot of this together. And what's very, very interesting is the Generation Alphas weren't, you know, their first toy was a smartphone. They were babies, and they grabbed mom's and dad's smartphone. They learned very easy on that a lot of things that their parents and grandparents say, they can't say anymore. It's beyond cuss words. You know, you can't sing a song about the South, you know, because it could be interpreted as now racist. And so the Generation Alphas are starting to learn no pronouns. They're starting to learn there's a lot of things you can't say. And they've also started to learn that every day there's new rules. So rather than the traditionalist and the baby boomers being more regimented, saying, look, that's just the way it is. You just go to college, you get a degree. Well, what do I get a degree in? Doesn't matter, you just get a degree. Whereas the baby boomers are traditionalists, where it's just what you do, that's just what you, you know, just how you do it, right? The millennials and Zers are like, I don't know what to do. And the Alphas are like, okay, whatever we're supposed to do is going to change tomorrow. And they're young, they're kids, they're babies, right? You know, but they have a very interesting health makeup, okay? Because they've been on screens and not really TV watchers, but more computers and streamers, they're right now the group that's going to be at highest risk for distance learning and virtual learning. And rather than being in a school, running around on the playground, you know, wrestling and getting a lot of exercise and whatever, they're going to be at home doing more virtual learning. That's going to come with a slew of health issues, whether it's myopia, nearsightedness, obesity, diabetes. So we're going to talk a lot about Generation Alpha throughout this month, but it's an interesting generation, and yep, they've been named. It's not their official name. We're going to come up with one, and then I'll have to change my book cover. 1-877-DOC-SOLID.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, pretty sad weekend, just all across. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Peter Green has died at the age of 73. We've lost Regis Philbin, who died at the age of 88. Olivia de Havilland from Gone with the Wind dies at the age of 104. John Sachs, actor, also died this weekend. This is not a very, very positive weekend. This was kind of a rough weekend. And then on Saturday night, this was very tragic. Garrett Foster, 28 years old, brought, I believe, an AK-47 to the Black Lives Matter protest. He pointed it at somebody in his car that was being kind of surrounded, jumped on. The driver of the car shot him 3 times and got the heck out of there. Unfortunately, Garrett Foster died. And the driver turned himself in. Now, they say he fled the scene. Well, he didn't flee the murder scene. He fled the scene of being descended on, and it's a scary picture. When you look at the picture, it's like none of this should have happened. I hate when you see these movies, and in the very first scene, somebody dies in the movie, and then they go back and they go 10 minutes prior, you know, or 2 days prior, and you're like, oh, well, gosh, they would be alive today if they didn't do this, you know, or Pulp Fiction. You know, and you're like, oh my gosh, well, if you didn't, you know, put the gun there when you went to potty, you'd still be like, you know, and looking at this picture, you're like, this could have been so prevented. But as we spoke about in the first segment, people want to fight. Bringing an AK-47 to a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest, you start to wonder what were you expecting? Is this isn't Texas. Portland has its own set of problems. This isn't Texas. So Garrett Foster was shot dead in Austin after he confronted the driver of a car. Now, was the driver driving towards the crowd of protesters to mow them down, or was the driver just trying to get home? Or get to a place and he made a wrong turn and there were all these protesters. I don't know. And this has been something that's been kind of scaring a lot of people. One, those who are protesting going, we don't want to be, you know, run down by a car. But on the other end, many of us that want to just drive home and make a right turn and make a left turn and then all of a sudden find ourselves completely engulfed by protesters. What do you do? And I'm hearing a lot of people are carrying a gun, because they don't know what to do if they become outnumbered and people descend on their car. We've seen videos of people being pulled out of their car to be beat up. And these are people that don't have anything to do with George Floyd or, you know, police. And so, I know some people, they'll have a Black Lives Matter cardboard poster, you know, in their car ready to go. I told you there was a car that needed to get through during a Vegas protest, and you start to see kind of the crowd get antsy, and this car just kind of needed to get through. So what he did is he was like, woo, yeah, woohoo, and they let him pass, and they let it, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But Foster was carrying an AK-47. There's a picture of him looking like he's aiming it at the window. Photographs circulating on social media on Monday shows Foster standing at the driver's window moments before the fatal shots ring out. The barrel of his AK-47 appears to be pointing towards the floor, but he's leaning towards the car with his right arm raised and his hands seemingly placed around the weapon's grip. Police, who declined to identify the driver, has released the suspects as they continue their investigation. Austin Police Chief said, we are heartbroken over the loss of Mr. Foster last night. It is actively being investigated and ongoing in conjunction with the Travis County District Attorney's Office. Officers also brought in a second gunman who shot at the car as it sped off. Both of the suspects have a license to carry, and both of the guns were seized for evidence. Now, again, when you look at this picture, you see, you know, some people in masks, some people not. You see, you know, somebody with a backpack carrying a bag. You see Foster with the gun, and it's kind of a blurred picture. And you see the car, you see the brake lights, you know, because, when I see brake lights, it means they don't want to drive, you know, and hit somebody. They're trying to stop, but I don't know what the interaction was. I don't know if somebody goaded somebody, but it ended up where somebody's dead. And you just wonder, was it a car that just needed to get where they needed to go and they felt descended upon? So protesters say what had happened was Foster was trying to protect his fiancée. And I believe his fiancée is in a wheelchair. So they say this gentleman was trying to protect his fiancée by pointing the gun at the car. So now there's vigils going on, and you hear people talk about going, well, why didn't the police quarter it off? Why did it, you know? When these crowds happen, it starts out as a very methodical, very, you know, all right, guys, we're going to, you know, walk up Las Vegas Boulevard, or we're going to do this. You know, all of a sudden when the side streets start to, you know, take some character with the protest and then riots come, it's chaotic. You know, I see this. We've talked about the evolution of riots where at first it starts very organized. That's during the day. People are walking and chanting and, you know, it's peaceful. And then as it starts to get dark, things just go out of hand. So Foster was crossing 4th Street on Congress Avenue with his wheelchair-bound fiancée and hundreds of other demonstrators when they said a motorist sped towards the crowd and began blaring its horn. Now, people may ask, is it that this, you know, car meant to drive people down, but if they did try to drive people down, why was he then honking his horn? Or was he fleeing because he was attacked, the person in the car was attacked, you know, half a block down, and was trying to get the hell out of there, so he was honking the horn so everybody could move so he could just drive and get out of there. Protesters said the car swerved towards them, and Foster was trying to protect Mitchell, who was left wheelchair-bound. Now, she had some sort of infection, possibly sepsis, that forced surgeons to amputate her limbs. They say the majority of the demonstrators scattered, but Foster was dressed in a military green t-shirt, baseball cap, bandana, and an AK-47 and approached the driver's side window. Within a matter of seconds, the driver fired 5 shots, sped away. Motorist called 911 as he fled, telling dispatchers he had just been involved in a shooting and drove away. So, you know, the questions I get from everybody is, you know, what do you do when, you know, you are in a position where you think your life is in jeopardy? And how do you avoid, you know, being in those situations? And, you know, the easy answer is, okay, well, just don't drive, you know, where there's a protest. But not all these protests or where they go, you know, are advertised. And you know, the peaceful protest is advertised on Main Street or on Las Vegas Boulevard, you know, or Sepulveda or wherever. You know, the peaceful protests are like, okay, well, you know what? They're going to be protesting. I'm going to drive on a side street. You know, I got to get home. This is the only artery home. But when it's nighttime and it takes a different character or a different approach, a different, you know, sort of, you know, behavior, you know, I wouldn't drive anywhere near those because you don't want to be accused of running somebody down. And you also don't want to be descended upon unless you can decorate your car as, and I hate to say this because I think it's really, really insulting to think that people are only going to attack you if they don't think your Black Lives Matter. It's not about the protesters. It's about the rioters. And you got some real, real, you know, aggressive people out there. And it's a dangerous time. And I don't know what happened, but if that guy just kind of made a wrong turn trying to get home, this ended so deadly and so tragically. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility. which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.